Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
A while back, I read a collection of essays called Trash Animals, How We Live with Nature's Filthy, Feral, Invasive, and Unwanted Species, edited by Kelsey Nagy and Philip David Johnson II. All of these essays were extremely well-written and thought-provoking, but one of them, an essay entitled Hunger Makes the Wolf, written by Charles Bergman, made me think about our relationship with other species. One incident he describes occurred at Ellesmere Island struck me as poignant, but also so sadly reminiscent of our relationships with other wild species, as well as the dog. He'd gone to Ellesmere because he wanted to see the Arctic wolf, the beautiful, beautiful wild animal. However, when he got to the weather station, which was his base, in the middle of nowhere, reality didn't measure up to his expectations. Instead of going out in the wild and the cold and tracking these creatures, he got into a pickup truck that was loaded with the garbage from the station and rode up the driver, who honked the horn furiously as they moved toward the dump. Before long, Arctic wolves appeared, racing behind the truck. As Bergman says, like Pavlov's dogs, salivating at the sound of a bell. When he looked at these creatures up close, what did he see? Not the pristine white wild animals he had envisioned, but rather those who were smudged with soot and grease from eating at the dump. He goes on to say, I found in these wolves an example of one way the Western mind accommodates all of those disturbing impulses we find in the wolf. The sex and violence, wilderness and passion. We train it. We control it, as we control the wolves of Alaska. That statement made me think about garbage and human-animal relationships. I probably would have thought about it anyhow, but it just so happened that a few days prior to reading this essay, I had watched an episode on nature about badgers. The ideal place to see badgers was at the garbage dump of a safari hotel. And while the researcher was watching, other animals also came. The badgers were considered a pest because they weren't content to stay at the dump and eat human waste. They're smart. They got into the hotel itself, into the kitchen, and that wasn't good. Then I started thinking about all the other dump wild animal connections I was aware of. Certainly the polar bears haunting the dumps, the Mexican street dogs scrounging, living in the dumps, Robert Sapolsky's sad description of the tribe of all the baboons who took over a dump and in the process of eating human garbage also picked up tuberculosis, from which the majority of them died. A change that changed the dynamics of the greater baboon population. But this is nothing new. Anthropologists hypothesize that the relationship between dog and human began with dogs following us to clean up our garbage. And from those ancient roots came this belief in control, of taming, of mentally and emotionally neutering animals using our waste, using our food. There's something sad about that. I guess I never gave up on my childhood fantasy of the person who takes the time to win the animal's trust, to make friends with the animal just by sitting on the periphery of their space and letting the animal come to them, not bribing the animal, not leaving a trail of breadcrumbs, but just by being there. But that's not the world we live in now. We live in a world of control. And that's the theme that comes up again and again in Trash Animals. It's about our need to control. It's about our desire to have what we want, when we want, and then to control whatever animals get in the way. Be they wolves, snakes, crickets, coyotes, prairie dogs, pack rats, you name it. We simultaneously destroy their natural habitats and the natural balance that keeps their population controlled and provide them with our garbage to eat, our fast food, our treats. We've been doing it from the beginning. And I can't imagine that it will change much as long as we consider ourselves above and afraid of nature instead of part of it.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.